With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. You know what that means, open lines for the final hour. If you care to give us a call, you got an opinion, you want to give us a hunting or fishing report or just talk turkey, we're here. Give us a call at 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Phone lines are open. All right, looking at weather right now, Galveston, it's southwest at 2 to 5 down there. Barometric pressure is 29.93 inches and falling. Eagle Point, it's west at 3. Barometer's the same. And Morgan's Point, it's dead calm. It's very nice this morning. Water temperature's a little warm. We got 88 in Galveston, 87 at Eagle Point, and 86 up at Morgan's Point. And strong incoming this morning, and four tides today, and a dark moon phase. They ought to be snapping. Good luck. It's fishing season. It's on. But now give us a call. We'll talk about it. But that was a good conversation with Bink. I enjoyed that. He's been around a while. I've known him since he was real young. He used to duck hunt with us and fish with us, and you know, up in Trinity Bay and all up in that area. And it was a lot of fun. And he's been around the block, and he understands, you know, how to have a good fishery is to maintain it. You've got to take care of it. I mean, look at the bass fishermen, what they've done with their fisheries. And they had some lean times back in the day where it was pretty tough to catch bass in this state. And with all the catch and release and conservation methods, I mean, they're very successful now. You catch a lot of fish you never even dreamed of catching, you know, especially like big bass. It's crazy. But we're open and available. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give us a call, and we'll talk about it. And just looking at kind of what's going on around the bay here, it's nothing's really changed. I think right now our fish are, they're somewhat in that transitional state between shallow and deep and all that, and shrimp are starting to come out of the marshes and bayous and all that, and once they get established where they're going to spend their fall and possibly their winter too, then they'll come together better, and the schools will get a little more vast, and your catch percentages will go up substantially. All right, let's get to our phone lines. We have Lewis. He's the first caller of the morning. Lewis, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hello, Mickey. I was wondering how the dove hunting has been around Pearsall, Hondo, and Falfurrias, and I'll hang up and let you comment on it.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good day, Lewis. Well, it's spotty, like we talked, you know, earlier with Jeff, and they were talking about, one good hunt here and two bad hunts there, and it has a lot to do with the conditions. You know, we had all that rain that we much needed. And all the tanks and ponds and all that are full, so there's water's not real critical, and they've got plenty of areas to spread out, and Pearsall and all through there. I know some guys that were there a week ago, and they had two really good days, and their third day was off. They killed about a third of the birds they killed in the first 2 days, and best thing to do if you're booking with a guide in those areas or anywhere in the state. You know, they'll be honest with you. Most of the ones I know will. They'll tell you not to come. It's not happening. And then they'll kind of put you on a call list. And then when they do get the birds and the birds are moving good and they're having good shoots, they'll call you and get you down there and get you on some good action. It's like Blaine. He kind of warned the guys that he had, I think he had 10 guys come in this week, and he warned them that his morning doves were paired up and still sitting on nest. He said there's huntable numbers. I mean, but he said it's nothing like it should be. But luckily, he got an influx of white wings that saved the day, too, and they're having a pretty good shoot. I think they've had two or three good shoots in a row with this group. So that's dove hunting. It's like teal hunting. You know, you heard me and Bean talking about it. It's here today, gone tomorrow. There are birds. They fly and they move. They move with the bait and the weather conditions, everything else. I'd rather chase fish. At least you know they're in the water. All right, let's go to Guitar Dave. You're up next. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Captain. Yeah, on the lightning and electricity, that's two things, man, you got to be careful around. And my dad, he taught us a long time ago, you know, he'd be up there working on some kind of electrical something in a light or something. If you see me hooked up here and shaking, don't grab me. Get a wooden broomstick and knock me off the ladder, you know. And then my older brother, he's still working for CenterPoint. He's been there since he was 18. And getting around in power lines is not a real, you know, you got to be super careful. So he would tell me about they would get to a house and there'd be a black wreath on the door, and then they'd go around to the back because they had to survey what happened, you know, and where it happened and all that. There would be a ladder with black handprints on the ladder, you know. So we were schooled on it from a long time ago, especially about being on the stock ponds out there. And if you heard lightning, you know, come on in and then wave wild. Like at the school, at the pools, the public pools, if they hear lightning, they make you get out for like 30 minutes. And if it didn't lightning again, or, you know, you didn't hear thunder. Because when you hear thunder, then there's going to be lightning coming. So, but hey, yeah, I've been enjoying the heck out of the show this morning, and very, very informative and entertaining. So I really do appreciate it, and I'll let you get on to the next caller, Captain.
Well, that's pretty short and sweet for you, Dave.
Well, I'm not quite finished out here, and it's starting to get a little warm. I can't wait till next week. Oh man, that's
it's gonna be really nice this week. It really is. I can't wait to fish every morning in it. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Now I'll be able to breathe, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, bud.
Okay. Thanks,
Dave,
a lot.
Appreciate you. Have a good day, bud. See you, man.
Yeah. Fun Sunday. Okay.
You
thanks.
Got it, dog. Later. All right. Next up, let's go to Vernon. Vernon, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
How you doing this morning, Lee?
Good, Vernon. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just enjoying the morning. Me and my dogs. I just was wondering. I know you didn't have that many people calling, so I just figured to ask a question about. Have you heard anything about the rollover pass as far as the stats and what it's doing to our bay, or is there any difference that you know of?
Well, that'd be a good question to ask the locals over there that fish all the time. I know some guys that live down there now. They grew up my way and retired. They moved down there and got them a place, and they're not real happy.
Yeah, I go by.
We knew this was coming. I mean, think about how many fish swam through that pass and filled the back of East Bay up and midways up towards Deep Reef. You had a migration of fish that would come in from the surf when your tide runners move in May. They always come in through the pass, through the jetties, and that's what used to really fill East Bay up and make all those reefs good all summer long. And
yeah,
it's changed things, especially with our fish populations low like they are and no help from rollover. I did see a post. Or somebody took a clipping out of the Chronicle, and I think they texted it to me also, to where they're talking about building that park and that pier down there now. I mean, what good is that going to do? There's no pass there to attract fish anymore. I mean,
well, I'm thinking it's all the fresh water they got to come back and go, you know? I mean, they give another area of water to come around and make a circle through the whole deal. You know, go out to jetties and, you know, kind of come in there. You know, gives the breathing room, basically. Now it's just like a finger. You got to come in by the jetties, and what you get, and what it looks it's coming from Beaumont. But anyway, yeah, I didn't you know
get,
if you heard it.
You'll get that flow from east of there, from the Needmore Spillway, the Beaumont area up the intercoastal, and plus all the marsh, you know, from Oyster Bayou and Robinson's and all that that used to work its way out through that pass, and it's not going to do it anymore.
That's right. It's just going to bypass it and kind of have to go.
Right now, it looks good because we don't have any fresh water, but what's it going to look like when we get some, you know, pretty good floods? I mean, it's going to be a game changer, man.
I wish I don't want to hurricane on nobody because I got a house down there, you know, but it'd be nice to just kind of open it back up and get $7 million down the drain. I don't know why
it'll happen. Mother Nature carves things out for purposes.
Yeah, that's like been the whiskey barrel it, or what was it, rollover pass?
Rum barrels, man. The old rum. Rolling the rum barrels across the pass.
Yeah, get them up
loading
there by your house.
To keep from paying tariffs in Galveston.
Yeah, deliver it over to your house up north.
Yeah, they had a trading post up my way at Fort Anahuac and then one up there by Burnett Bay, and hey, they brought it in. Everybody's got to have liquor.
all right, well, have a great morning, and talk to you later, Daddy.
We're going to do it, buddy. Hey, see you, Vernon.
Okay,
all sure. Right. Take care. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles, plus their diffusers and regulators. They even refill your bottles there at the store. If you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And if you're looking for fresh seafood for the weekend, want to do some cooking, look no farther than Boyd's also. They're wild-caught Gulf shrimp. They always have plenty of them in stock and great prices on it. Their big 9-12s, the 16-18s, you name it, they have it. And when you go by and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you, and their number is 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. It's 6:19 here in the Bayou City. Let's go to Larry. Larry, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mick. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good for it still being this hot this late in the year.
I know it.
Hey, quick question.
Cool weather coming, buddy.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Boy, I really miss the mornings. Wake up, go to work. It's nice and cool.
I know.
Quick question on the size requirements and bag limits for flounder. I didn't know. I know the trout have changed, but we can't dig in November, correct?
Right. They're going to do that all over again this year. Let me bring.
I like to catch them rod and reel, actually, but
right.
We used to really mow the flounder down rod and reel. It was fun, and since we don't keep trout anymore, I don't have any fish in my freezer for the first time in probably 10 years. No, used to we would catch them and we started a couple years ago. But like you said, we'd only keep fish that we were going to eat. Of course, back when we were younger, we'd catch as many as you could, and we'd fill up ice chests full. And now, if we needed a couple of fish, we'd keep four or five and flam and eat them, and then I'd give me another reason to go fishing again. But now we don't keep them at all.
And, well, that's not a bad practice. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's fine. Like you said, I'm old enough. I'm probably not too far from you in age-wise. I remember when we used to keep largemouth bass and just, God, we would just, as many as you could keep, as many days you'd go fishing, and I haven't kept a largemouth bass in probably 25 years.
Lay them puppies out and have a bass fry.
That's right. we got pictures of stringers at T-Bin and Sam Raver. Just, we had those old chain stringers where we'd cut two or three together and there'd be three on a clip. And,
yeah. Yep. The old
you could hardly pick
stringers.
Them up. That's right.
I remember those days. I'm with you.
Yeah. I was just wondering if the size limit went up on flounder. And
all right, it's still at 15-inch minimum.
15, okay. Okay.
Daily bags, 5 fish, and then November 1st through December 14th, they'll have a, you know, closed fishery with a bag limit of 0. You can't possess.
Right.
And
I was thinking, I was listening to y'all talk. I'm an old McCullum Park boy, and I remember coming with my grandpa when we used to could drive on the beach. Of course, I was little, and like you said, they did limits by ice chest full.
Yeah.
I mean, they would go like, ah, we're bad today. We got.
How many did y'all catch? How many boxes you got?
Exactly. And of course, we were coming from a long way away. We were coming from West Texas, so we'd stay for a week. And my grandfather had an old Winnebago, a little bitty one, a Winnie.
Right.
And he'd park it on the beach. And of course, I played in the water. I didn't fish or anything. I was little. But he would fill up them ice, and we would bring back, and I remember him sliding them in the hallway of the Winnebago when we came back, and he had a little receiver hitch in the back that he would stack. He probably brought back 1,500 trout. It was crazy. We'd stay for a week, and he would fish all day long and fill them up. Of course, we'd come once a year, and we'd drive all the way back to El Paso, and he'd keep those fish, and I thought, man, that was crazy. I enjoyed the trip because it was a long trip in the Winnebago, and I was with my grandfather, my grandmother, and I just played on the beach through rocks. I was probably 9, 10, and maybe 7, I don't even know, but well, I just remember coming for years, and he'd always come down there, and I didn't even know where we were at pretty much. I mean, I knew we were in Texas, but I was like, I didn't know we had a Gulf in, you know, West Texas. I'd never seen the Gulf, but, you know, a couple of times, you know, he brought me down there the first time. I couldn't believe the water was that big. But and one last quick question. You always mentioned about when the hummingbirds come down and go across and come back. Is it time to put our feeders out, or do you leave your hummingbird feeders out year round?
I always put my feeders out right before dove season, you know, around September the 1st. And,
okay.
They'll start trickling in. Right now, they're swarming big time.
That's what I said.
You got to fill your feeders every day. I mean, they're just
I knew it was right about now or earlier, but yeah, because I remember with dove season, I was thinking, I think he was around dove season. Cause
dove season and teal season,
right now.
That's the height of the hummingbird season here along the coast. They'll stage big time, and they'll wait for these fronts, and they'll ride them down south. You know, another big staging area is through Rockport. They have that big hummingbird festival every year in October.
That's true.
Then another cold front will come through, and they'll all jump up and here today and gone tomorrow. They're kind of like teal. They're gone, man.
That's right. And then they come back back across in what, March?
Yeah, they're not as prevalent. You don't see them in the spring when they come back. Yeah, they don't
they
stay.
Scatter a little more on the way back. Right. Yeah, they stage you. You can tell they know what they must do that, I guess. They fly what, across to the Mexican Peninsula? Is that where they go? Or
yeah, they go down to the Yucatan, all through South America and Mexico. And
amazing, those little, it's amazing those little birds can fly that
they're
span.
The bone.
That's crazy, man. All right, Mick, I'll let you go, but I appreciate the info.
Dynamite comes in small packages.
All right, exactly.
All right.
Have a great day, Mick.
All right, buddy. See you. All right, let's go to James Plog now. Plog, what's up, man?
Yo, man.
Pick your phone up.
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing. Did you survive yesterday?
Dude, that was some of the worst fishing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Mickey
man,
Ray and Potsy went, and they, all those reds they'd been catching, they were trying to fish for them back there in the back, and they got in a fight with duck hunters everywhere they stopped, all the teal hunters, and they're yelling back at them going, there's no teal back here. You're not going to kill anything. There's reds all around your duck blind. You know, and they, it was nasty.
Yeah, we, man, Mickey, I went and looked for reds. We only had to catch a handful of trout to weigh in for Jason them to take, and we finally did that after about, I went right there where you told me.
Right.
And a lot of fish, but they were all little, man, like.
No way.
Yeah,
the other day, there was no throwbacks. It was all solid, like 18 to 22 inches.
Well, it may have just been me, too.
No, you fished there with me before. We know how to fish that place.
Yeah, we caught pencils. And then, it was good. Like, you catch all you want. But then a giant ship came, and then it shut everything down. And I was, I'm kind of a time restraint. And I did a time restraint.
Okay,
to get through the weigh-in. And,
right.
Dude, of course, there's nothing to see. And I told Jason about 11 o'clock. And then I beat some stuff up that, in the old days where I used to remember where to go this time of year. He don't look good. He just fish. And finally, I told Jason, I said, this is exactly why I don't do this time of year. This sucks. And then I went right back to the well, and we caught our trout. And then I went in the back, I made the round. I almost run that 21 weight out of fuel, and that's hard to do.
Boy, I'm telling you.
And it looked good back there, making some reds, but no mud, no slicks, nothing on top. It was common enough to see something on top. Man's a mullet stuff. I mean, it looked like you would, I want to catch one. I got to catch 10. I want one.
Right.
And we can't even get a bite, bro. Finally had to give up on that. Then I went to Intercoast Canal, went fishing in there.
Good Lord, no wonder you almost ran out of gas.
Dude, we were reaching for straws. Finally, I turned to flounder fish. I flounder fishing at like 2 o'clock. So Jason said, bro, y'all got to go, man. Or, here's what I think. You're not going to win anything, but go fish what you got and weigh them because...
Where were they fishing in that Seabrook shootout or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Or shootout feed down or whatever it's called?
Yeah, we've won it two or three times, Mickey.
I remember y'all winning it in the past.
But I don't think we won yesterday. We won by getting to come in. We were all talking about 11 o'clock. I mean, we had to go gamble on football and go home and forget this. But, no, I thought it was poor. I know somebody that's fishing every day probably caught some fish, but, man, we sure didn't.
No, I heard a lot of struggle bussing going on yesterday. Not a lot
and
of keepers. How about all them pencils under them birds, man, 8 inches and all that? Do you ever fish any of that?
No, I never even saw school birds. I left out
probably bad there. Timing, too. But, I mean.
Well, I left there on your end. I hit all that stuff, some of that sun stuff. Back towards Smith, and then I went the other way. I went to back in East Bay.
Yeah.
And I said, I know I can catch a red. No, I can catch 10, but we didn't do nothing. Then I fished several places in that Intercoastal Canal where, people fish for reds. I don't ever do it, but I don't know how, but we didn't catch nothing there. So, anyway, that's my story. Pretty poor for me.
It happens, man. Welcome to September, huh?
Well, that's why I don't do it no more. Because, you know, even when we had millions of fish, Mickey, it was good sometimes, but there was plenty of bad days ago with, you know, when we would catch them. And when it was good back then, the limit was 14 inches if you wanted to keep them and you could whack them. But this is my last day probably looking at the weather. We're going tarpon fishing this morning. It'd be a lunch and a lantern day today.
Lunch and a lantern?
You bring your lunch and your lantern. You're going to get hungry and it's going to get dark before
we... It's going to take all day and all night, baby.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we're probably going to pull some pretty good stiff northeast winds, you know, simply because of that hurricane, too. Not only the front, but the hurricane itself over on the other side of the Gulf.
Right. Yeah. Well,
we'll have some bull tides. That reminds me of that time you and I, we had a northeast wind like crazy. We had a storm going in somewhere, but it wasn't on us. And you and I went way back up there in the back of Trinity, and we're waiting what usually is dry land. And, boy, remember all them trout up there in that marsh grass and everything? That was crazy.
That was cool, wasn't it? That was
throwing
nice.
Spoons.
Nobody ever went back there. Throwing spoons.
It was blowing so hard I didn't have any hair left after that trip that day.
That may be what happened to my hood that day right there.
Finished us both off.
Yeah. But I saw like west 5 knots and then going northwest. It's 1 foot and then goes to zero. So
yeah.
That's what they say. We'll see.
It's calm everywhere this morning. I'm looking. It's just, yeah, it's, these flags are hanging limp as a dish rag. Pretty
you
much.
Know, that's, you know, when I got back there where there was some bait that looked good, you know, we didn't catch nothing. Well, we caught a few little old fish to weigh in. Was, you didn't see nothing. I just pulled up, started fishing. So I don't know, man. I'm glad I don't have to do it every day.
What time are you leaving out for your tarpon trip?
I don't even remember what I told you. I got Larry, the Kelly Wizard guy.
Oh, Larry, man. Hey, you done ruined that guy. He's into the tarpon
he's
stuff,
toast.
Ain't he?
He's toast.
He's done? Stick a fork in him?
He's French fried. I said, you'll go broke messing with me. But
yeah, I heard he's a nice guy.
Bait. He's great.
I never met him before.
Those long tall sallies that he builds, you know, mm-hmm. You know, back then, so we don't build nothing like that, you know, for what we're doing. But, man, I think three out of them five fish we hooked April yesterday, whatever day was on them baits.
Awesome.
Pretty good baits. I'm pretty stoked about them. I don't know. We'll see. Probably every tarp in the world swim off. Who knows, man?
Hey, you got time to talk some more? I don't have anybody on the call line. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
Do a commercial break. You got time to shoot the bull a little more? I'll come back to you, man.
Yeah, come on. We ain't doing nothing.
Hang with me. Come on, man.
Preston's going to make for me today, so Preston's riding.
Oh, Preston's going with you? That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, Jays. I'll be right back. You know, it's another innovation from Seaguar. They're the proven leader in saltwater leader material, introducing their new gold label leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. It's 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater. It creates more natural presentations for better catch rate, especially in clear water on leader shy fish. The new gold label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins. They make it in a double structure process. It provides exceptional knot and tensile strength, yet it's soft and it cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, and you can learn more at Seaguar.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning final segment. It's gone by quick. All right, James, we're back, my friend.
Yeah, get ready. What's up, buddy?
All right.
Oh, man. We're working, buddy. We're working.
I'm telling you, I don't know how you do it.
You know what? That alternative ain't too good, so hell with it.
No. Man's got to pay his bills, huh?
I'm going to tell you, I did a little work when I got in yesterday, but I didn't last too long. The first time ever that I called my guy, his name's Isaac. He's a great boat detailer, varnish guy. He does all the big boats for us at the marina and stuff. And I called Isaac yesterday. I fish and said, Isaac, I don't call him any favors, and I've never called anybody to wash my outboard boat. But, man, you go by my house and wash my outboard for me. He said, I got it, man. We'll be there in an hour. I said, all right, take care of it for me.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I ain't never done that. But
I remember back in the day, remember I had that old gal that worked at, you know, when I ran out of the old Wills bait camp for years, and man, she used to detail my boat every, I mean, as soon as I'd pull up, unload my fish, start cleaning fish with my customers, she was on it, and that boat was ready to rock and roll the next day. That was, man, that was like heaven.
We had some fun at Wills. We burned some brain cells up at Wills, too.
We burned a lot of stuff up. How about old Daryl backing in that morning when he had them guys standing there with them spinning rigs and sea hats on? That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Remember that? I told those guys, I said, hey, if I were y'all and I was booking that guy, I'd get in my truck and go home.
Hey, Daryl was bad about that, too. If he beat you in the head, he'd go tell all your guys you were drunk or on crack.
Yeah, he said, they ain't going to show up this morning. You guys might as well go back home. Them guys are late every morning.
you kind of looking sideways at you like, what's all these dudes, man?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
We can't have fun, man.
Well, I hope you light them poons up today, because this might be your last window for a while.
I got to go back trout fishing, so it's probably it.
Come on, man. Come go with me. I'm on millions of them.
Hey, Jason, we were laughing about that yesterday. We listened to Mickey, and y'all say they're on every street corner. Jesus, it's so good right now. If you don't have a boat, you need to buy one. You ain't got no gas, go steal some. It's so good.
That's it. Just pull a dull knife out of the drawer and cut your throat, man.
Oh, man. We go to the rain and no boy that takes care of me at the rain and gets my fuel. Good kid. I call him Easter Chicken. I don't even know what his real name is. And he said, Mr. Quad, you need a cart. You know, we usually get a cart and put our box in and hollow this planet. I said, man, chick, I said, we need a small caliber handgun. He just looked
at me. Just bring me a Playmate. That's all I need.
I said, yeah, bring that gun there, chick. He looked at me and said, well, Mr. Clark, I don't think we have any guns.
Oh, Lord. Never a dull moment, man.
Is Hillman catching anything? I call him. But
he took his wife fishing yesterday. It's her birthday today, and he's going to take her again today. They were trying to catch triple tail. He didn't catch one yesterday. He said he got out there too late. But,
well, he just wanted a divorce and he took her fishing out there and that.
That's what I was asking him, but no, they pecked around and they caught a few fish, but he said it was just, you know, pencil fed city. He came up my way and saw the real deal, and he said, no, I don't want no more of that. Yeah, he said, I'm good.
I'm talking about triple tail. We're sitting there fishing those super days. Man, is there a beaver swimming out here? I said, what a beaver.
A beaver.
And I look out there, and it's a nice triple tail, dude, about 7 or 8 pounds. I said, oh, Dave, it's a triple tail. Flip in there, man. And he got kind of close, but he didn't keep his lure up. The lure went down, and the triple tail faded, and I thought he was going to go get it, but he didn't. I mean, I said, man, look, you kind of put it right there in front of me, man. He'll go get it, but he, like, went out of sight to go get the lure, and he didn't eat it. First one, really, that I've seen, and he wasn't on no stick. He wasn't on nothing. He was just swimming out there in the middle of nowhere.
Well.
He was a nice one.
All right, man. We'll go rip some lips today and put the leader to him. Put old Larry, down, put him on him. But, hey, if somebody wants to call you about fishing, James, how they get a hold of you, man, they may or may not want to go.
They may probably don't. 771-7306.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a good day. Buddy. Catch him up. Call me. Thanks. Let me know how you did. All right. See you, man.
You got it.
Thanks. All right. That's Captain James Plogg. And we got Paul, Cody, Tim, and James. We're going to get y'all before the end of the hour here. We're coming up on it. Real quick from a listener, Ray Watson sent me a text. Pretty nice text. He said, hey, Captain Mickey, every year we get a group of men and go to Uvalde for a weekend dove hunt. And we were there this past week. We went to town for lunch and drove over to Robb Elementary. He said it was the most gut-wrenching thing ever. Just went to pray for the families and the community, and he had spoken to several of our guides about how Uvalde was doing. It seems to really help them, you know, to talk about it because, you know, everybody cares, and just wanted to encourage guys going there to do some hunting, to do the same thing. And he said, thanks for everything you do. I'm going into work for a few hours, or I would call. Thanks for the text, Ray. All right, Paul, you're up next. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Oh, how's it going this morning, Captain?
Oh, it couldn't be better, man. It's all good.
It's got to be. Yeah, I'm calling and trying to find out about these flounder now. Since the limit has been taken away from us like it has been and from the past, what is it like now? How many are you able to keep this time of the year?
Paul, it's the same. You're able to keep your five, you know. And but now, November 1st, they'll shut it down. No harvesting of flounder in any means, rod and reel or gigging, from November 1st to December 14th.
Okay. Where's one of the better places to go flounder fishing?
Man, there's you know, they're starting to catch a few off the dike. You know, it's not really time yet. They'll start, we'll get a few more fronts, and they'll start running up and down those rocks. Then you got Seawolf Park, all of the Galveston Channel down there, you know, from Pelican Island down, you know, towards the jetties.
Right. And,
right now, most of the flounder that are being caught, the nicer ones, what I'd call the doormat. Well, I did see a doormat yesterday. saw it on Facebook. Somebody caught an 1138. I mean, that's a giant.
That saddle blanket.
Yes, sir. That's a welcome mat. You can put that in front of a place business for a doormat, man. That's a big flatfish. But, we're starting to catch them trout fishing along the flats, you know, shallow water, and that'll be good on into November as they start falling and moving towards the Gulf. But the real big staging areas, you know, like down around the ferry landing in Pelican and Galveston Channel and all that, that's where the majority will be caught.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was a time, man, where you could just load up with flounder, you know, and now you go out, you barely see or even hear of anybody catching flounder. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What is one of the better baits to use? That finger mullet? Is that still the going
thing?
Yeah,
if you're going to use live bait, use mud minnows or finger mullet, you know, the smaller finger mullet, and that's good. And if not, you can't get the bait, then, you know, use stuff like gulp and a paddle tail or chicken boys. They got a real good flounder lure, too, in a lot of different colors. And, you know, I like using paddle tails on them or little johns.
Yeah.
I catch a lot of big flounder on little johns also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
a spoon's
a real good flounder bait this time of year on the flats. I mean, spoons work real good on them this time of year.
Really now?
Yes. Roll a quarter-ounce spoon along the bottom. You'd be surprised how many flounder you'll catch on it.
It sounds like I need to go to Academy.
Yeah, sound like you need to go to Academy and then go fishing, Paul.
It sounds like it.
All right, buddy, I got to run. I got some more callers to get, but you have a great Sunday. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you.
All right, buddy, see you. All right, let's go to Cody's up next. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up?
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I'm alive and I'm upright.
I hear you. Well, we're about to put in the water here at the end of the dike, and I got my little 7-year-old daughter here wants to give you a report from yesterday out at the jetties off the North Jetty.
Oh, well, cool. Put her on.
Her name's Molly. She's right here.
Wait, Molly.
Good morning,
Molly.
A 21-inch redfish,
A couple big nasties.
One of them
was like 15 pounds.
I know.
Goodness.
What else
did
you catch? And then we caught a
stingray
and
right.
A dog.
I did.
A dogfish? Was he barking at you?
And then we caught one smack.
What's a smack?
Spanish mackerel.
Okay. All right. I'm learning some new terminology here.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, and Molly want to let you know that she's the one that caught that slot redfish, and I got to cook it for her tonight on the half show.
There you go. That'll be a real good dinner right there. So y'all are going again. Maybe she'll get her a 27.5 incher today.
Maybe or a couple specks.
That's it.
End of the dike out here and go try it again.
Well, Molly, I'm glad you called and you're getting to go fishing 2 days in a row. And I'll tell you something. I've got a yellow lab. I've had her for 11 years, and her name is Molly. How about that? Good golly, Miss Molly.
All right, Captain Mickey.
Hey, y'all have a good, safe day out there, Cody. Thanks for the call, buddy. See ya.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, that was a cool call. Let's go to Tim. He's up next. Tim, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning.
I called you before for some boat advice, and needless to say, I ended up doing a complete tune-up on my boat, and it wasn't none of that. It turned out to be a power pack. What
right.
causes those to go bad? Just old age? Because it's a 96 model boat.
Yeah, they just do. Back in the day, they had a lot of problems with them, with a lot of the Evinrudes and Mercs and all that. Those older models, it just, you know, when they do go bad, it'll kill one bank. You'll be running on 3 cylinders instead of 6, and that kind of deal. It's a nightmare, and they ain't cheap either, and hard to get.
Well, after I did everything, I even spun a hub in my propeller. For a new boater, I learned how to do a lot of stuff. It still ended up taking it to a mechanic, but anyhow, the second question I got is, you ever fish Lake Somerville?
One time, way back, years ago, went up there one time with my mom and dad and fished it.
Okay, because me and my wife are going up there for
Oh, it's a beautiful place. It's a great fishing, too. Yeah, it's a good place to fish, and plenty of fish in it, and it's real pretty up there.
What would be a good fish to target at that lake that you could think of? Just man, about anything?
Man, you know, catfish are big time, white bass, black bass. I mean, that's a good bass lake. A lot of people don't know that. And crappie and brim. Oh, man, it's unbelievable, brim lake.
Oh, I love brim fish. I love good.
Well, they got some big old picture brim in Motex Bone and Bull Brim, buddy. They got them.
All right. Well, I'll
hey, real quick, before I let you go, you know what a good investment for you'd be if you tinker around with motors and everything? This was the best thing I ever did back in the day when I ran those older motors like you're talking about. Buy you a spark tester. It comes with it's a little flat panel. It has six spark testers on it. Just clip it to your block. It's got little clamps on either end. And you just clip it to a bolt or something to ground it on your block and then plug it into your spark plug wires and then spin the engine over and watch those sparks on those little anodes on there, how they're sparking, whether you're getting a good blue flame or you're not getting any on one bank. That'll tell you a power pack or maybe a stator. It'll save you a lot of troubleshooting and time and money, buddy.
Okay.
They're not that bad. I think I paid $40 for mine. And I've still got it.
Yeah,
use it to this day.
I'm a new boat owner, new to boats, I've worked on cars my whole life, but I'm learning boats ain't nothing like a car when it comes to working on them.
Once you figure them out, they become simple. You know, the older ones, these newer ones, you got to have a laptop and all this, you know, computer software and everything else to troubleshoot them. But.
And you said that power pack was quite expensive.
Yeah.
So
I think
the mechanic told me that worked on it. Now it's running good. When I first called him, he said he charged me $125 just to diagnose it. Well, I ended up paying $200 said and done.
Well, that's
Does that sound like he may have put a used one on it?
No, maybe he had a new one in stock that's been there forever. I don't know. That's a pretty good deal. Because I know for those old Evinrudes, I used to pay about $214 for them. That was back in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Tim, I got to run. I got one more caller I got to get before I go. Thank you, buddy. All right. James, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Well, Mick, I was just calling. I got out of the room a while ago, and I just got back in here. And you said something about rebuilding a fishing pier or something.
Rebuilding a fishing pier?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that. I was talking about lightning striking a pier piling.
Oh, okay.
When we were wade fishing on the North Shore Line East Bay. This was back years ago, maybe in the early 90s or what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no.
I thought I heard you say something about they was going to rebuild something. I didn't know. I thought it was a fishing pier or something.
No? Why do you need a pier rebuilt?
No. No, pier rebuilt.
Well, I know a guy. I know a couple of guys over in my neck of the woods that do bulkheads and piers, and they're real good at it.
Yeah. No, that guy you just talked to about that mountain roots.
Yeah.
I still got a 91, and I put three power packs on mine.
Right.
And I think I'm due for another one or a stator, one or the other. And they are not cheap.
No, they're not. I think he got a good deal for $200 that guy charged him, don't you?
Yeah. If he put a power pack on there, he did.
Yes, sir.
Because they was on $500 for them.
Ooh, Lord, they're high now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, matter of fact, I need a stator on mine right now. I don't know where I can find one.
Man.
But anyway, appreciate you taking my call. And,
all right, James. Well, you have a good Sunday, and thanks for the call.
All right. You take care, Mickey.
All right. Have a good one. Appreciate it. All right. Well, that's about it. That was the last caller, and it was perfect timing. It's time to sign off. How about that? But guess what? We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.